Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We give God praise for our prayer on Tuesday night. We thank God for every caller. I believe the hand of the Lord is on your life. Thank God for his favor, his grace, and his mercy being ever so present in this thing called life. We thank God, even as Vicky Yoki reminded us tonight, that we need the anointing of God to get it done. Hallelujah. That means we need to be empowered by God. Whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish in life, we need the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is the anointing that destroys yoke. It is the anointing that allows us to accomplish much. They call Jesus the anointed one. Hallelujah. He said, the anointing is upon me. And he went on to say why the anointing was upon him. And just like Jesus needs that anointing, you and I need God's favor, his hand, and his power on our lives as well. Pastor Anthony, I am here with my beautiful, powerful wife, Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. We thank God. God used her mightily this weekend. Her books are just still being circulated. We thank God that her books minister to so many people. And we had a great church service on Sunday. And now we are here praying. We are here praying. So much is going on in our country, in our world. But God is good. I said God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So as people talk, we are praying. And we thank God for that. I want to, Pastor said amen. Let the diplomats do what they do. But us Christians, the Bible gave us clear instruction. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek God's face, the Bible says, I said, the Bible says God will fix what's wrong with our nation. So we got to do our part by praying in the name of Jesus. But I want to go and revisit a book, a chapter that I read from on Sunday. Pastor Rebecca also ministered to from this a little bit on Sunday. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 20. Exodus chapter number 23, starting at verse number 20. I'm not going to read all six. I'm going to just read three of the verses. But if you read 20 to 26, it's going to bless you. But I just want to read 20, 25, and 26 on tonight. Exodus 23, starting at verse number 20. It says this, people of God. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared for you. Verse 25 says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take away sickness away from the midst of you. And finally, he says in verse number 26, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Three powerful principles and promises from God. The Bible says in Isaiah, if we be willing and obedient, we will eat of the good of the land. In Exodus, God is saying through Moses, if you listen to the angel that is sent before you, you will get to that prepared place that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said there's a place mentally. There's a place physically. There's a place with your name on it that God has custom made and tailor made for you and your family, a place of peace, a place of prosperity, a place of abundance. He says, I have prepared it for you, and I sent somebody, my angel, ahead of you to get it ready for you. Hallelujah. I get excited about it because Jesus said when he was living, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Yes.
And if you read the text that I just read, you never see capitalize, I'm sending my angel ahead of you. There's a big A there for a reason. Jesus is referred to there. In the Old Testament, periodically he will show up through the power of the Holy Spirit. But he says this, and we're going to pray. Number one, I'm going to bless your bread and your water. Bread and water represents the things that we need to stay alive. We need food and we need water to live. Thereby, we need resources to survive. Blessing your bread and water is representation of the resources. We need resources to pay our mortgages, to pay our car note, to keep the lights on, to feed our families, to pay college tuition, to put gasoline in the tank, to keep food on the table. And I'm sensing in this hour that God is now releasing resources in your direction.
Yeah.
And Pastor said, even during the Facebook earlier, that sometimes the enemy tries to intercept what God has already released to us. And don't let him do it. The way we don't let him do it is through prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to pray that God keep the portals open, because he has already released the resources that you need to have the abundant life that you know you can have.
Amen. Amen.
Number two, he says, I will take away sickness. If there's anyone that I'm speaking to or talking to tonight, and you're experiencing sickness or illness or infirmity, the Bible says God will remove it. Glory be to God.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And I'm just believing the word tonight. He said, my word will not come back empty. So put the word on it. Whatever that sickness is, bind that thing up off of you. And I believe God will remove it. Finally, none will be barren. Nothing will be born prematurely. And he's going to fulfill your days. You are going to have such a productive season in your life. Pastor Anthony, I haven't been producing. It looks like what I'm doing is failing. It looks like I can start it, but I can't finish it. The Bible says to us tonight, none will be barren. No more blockage. No more interference. In the name of Jesus, God right now is saying to you and I through the spirit of faith, you will be productive in this next season in your life. You're going to produce money. We're going to produce success. We're going to produce victory. We're going to produce, glory be to God, overflow.
Yes.
We're going to produce wealth. We're going to produce happiness. We're going to be productive. And he says, I'm going to fulfill your days. That means you and I got time to get it done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're on this line tonight, God's not done with you yet. If you're listening to us tonight, God is not done with you yet. Don't look at the negativity. Don't look at the facts. Don't state what you see with your natural eye, but put the word on it. Confess the word of God over that thing. Father, we thank you tonight for giving us resources. We thank you for removing the sickness. We thank you, God, for giving us time to get our lives together.
Yes.
Finally, God, we know that we're going to be productive and successful because of you.
Yes.
Now, God, we are praying that you continue to keep the door open. We are praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, through your power, will bind up every devil, every demon, every witch, every warlock, every enemy, every hater, in the name of Jesus, that will try to stop and block what you have prepared for us.
Yes.
You said you already prepared it. You said you already got it ready for us. The marriage, the husband, the house, the custom-built home, it's already there. We already closed on it, and we believe by faith. We already closed on it. We already ordered the moving truck to come. We already, in the name of Jesus, got the job of our choice. We already are in that career that is a dream career. In the name of Jesus, you said it's going to be done by faith, and that's why we're praying tonight The disciples asked you to increase their faith, and we're asking you tonight to increase our faith.
Yes.
If you're going through trouble, if you're going through dilemmas, if you're in a storm, ask God to increase your faith tonight, because faith will get you out of it. Faith will get you over it. Faith will bring you through it. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says, hallelujah, when God spoke, those things that was not had came into existence because he spoke it into existence.
Yes.
And right now, under the power of the Holy Ghost, we're believing by faith that we're speaking and we are confessing blessings over every life.
Yes.
We are believing, we are decreeing, and we are declaring favor, overflow, and abundance over every family. In the name of Jesus, your eye really has not seen. Your ear have not heard. It has not entered your heart what God has prepared for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So, God, the enemy's trying to stop us. And you said, what we bind will be bound. And we thank you, Lord, for opening up the way, for making a way in the wilderness, for making a river in the desert. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the resources. It may not be the job that we want, but we thank God for a job. We may not be living where we want, but we thank God for a place to lay our head. In the name of Jesus, even if our relationships are going through, there's a chance, God, that you will turn that thing around, and we're going to put our faith on it. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, as we preached on Sunday, the blood of Jesus over every situation, the blood of Jesus over every issue, the blood of Jesus over every problem. In Exodus, the Bible says, Moses give them instruction, put the blood over the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I will pass by. God was about to bring judgment to cut off evil in the days of Pharaoh. That's why I was the firstborn, because God will always cut off evil. Don't get excited. Don't get dismayed. The Bible says, and the songwriter said it, fret not because of evildoers, because they will be cut off. And in the days of Pharaoh, God cut him down in the name of Jesus. And it was the firstborn, because God said, I'm going to take out a whole generation of evil. And God is saying to you and I tonight, stay on the narrow road. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are a Christian.
Yes.
You are born again.
Yes.
You are a baptized believer. You're baptized with the fire of God, and no weapon formed against you can defeat you. So we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to believe by faith that it is well. Oh, my God.
Yes, God.
It is well. It is well. It is well. As Pastor continues to pray, we thank God that he's continuing to release resources, and God is doing a work that can't be undone in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for your provision, God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your promises that are over our lives. God, there is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we come today worshiping you and praising you, God. We come giving you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. God, you are worthy. Oh, Jesus, we love you today. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't let you know how much we adore you enough, oh God. Hallelujah. You are everything, Lord. We love you. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last, oh God. You are, hallelujah, our portion, that rock that is higher than us, oh God. You are, hallelujah, the answer. Hallelujah to every prayer, the answer to every dilemma, oh God. You are, hallelujah, our strong tower, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. We praise you. We magnify your name. We worship you on today, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you for each and every person that is here, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who are connected to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For New Creation Christian Ministries, yes. Oh God. We pray for the local assembly, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For saving souls, God. We thank you for changing lives. We thank you for setting the captives free, God. We pray over every empty seat, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For bringing in the souls, God. We pray for souls on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for souls to fill every empty pew, God. In the name of Jesus, in the natural, God. Because we know that you have filled them in the supernatural realm, God. So, Lord, we pray for souls, God, that can be made into disciples, oh God. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, equipped, oh God, edified for the work of the ministry, oh God. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Yes. Bringing our daughters and bringing our spiritual daughters and bringing in our spiritual sons, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ignite a new fire in New Creation Christian Ministries, God.
Come on.
Put a hunger in your people, oh God.
Never before.
In the name of Jesus, put a hunger in the hearts of your people, oh Lord. Oh God, hallelujah. Let them hunger and thirst after you, oh Lord, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, a new thirst, a new hunger, as the deer passes after the waters, oh God. Let the church pass and hunger and thirst after you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Make the people's ears attentive to your word, God. Give them a, oh God, hallelujah, a hunger and a thirst, oh God, for your word, God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We thank you, Lord, for igniting the hunger in the hearts of your people for your word, God, and give the people a heart to praise you, God. Even when we go into the sanctuary on Sunday mornings, on Sunday afternoon, God, give the people a heart to praise, God. In the name of Jesus, allow the praise, Father God, to fall. Father God, just, Father God, saturate the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing, God, with the praise and worship team. We thank you, Lord, and not just them, but all of us, God. Let every person in attendance, oh God, lift up holy hands. Let every person in attendance praise your name. Let every person in attendance on Sunday afternoon, Sunday service, let them, God, give us, let us, oh God, give you the sacrifice of praise, God. Let us adore you, oh God. Oh, come, let us adore you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give the people running in their feet, oh God, to get to the sanctuary on time, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they would say, I got to get to church, God. Oh God, even when they wake up on Sunday morning, we bind up the spirit, oh God, that will try to keep them at home. We bind up every evil spirit, God, that will try to keep them, oh God, hallelujah, from getting to church and getting to church on time. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. The new creation is a house of excellence, God. We thank you, Lord, for people, oh God, who are obedient to their leaders, God. We thank you, Lord, that your people, oh God, are obedient to your word, God. Will you say, obey those who have the rule over you, O God, those who share with you in the word, those who have to give an accounting for your soul. Follow their example. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we will not give an accounting with drudgery and with heavy hearts, O God. But, Lord, we will give a cheerful accounting of those that you have entrusted to our care.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. For increase, oh God, in the local assembly, God. We thank you for increase. Bring in the laborers, oh God. The harvest is plentiful right now, God. We thank you that the harvest is plentiful right now, God, and that the laborers are coming in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of everything, God, that we are praying according to your word for New Creation Christian Ministries, God.
Lord,
oh God. And Cloud 9 International Ministries. In the name of Jesus, for everything that I just prayed for New Creation, God, we pray for Cloud 9, God. We pray for Tri-Safe Ministries, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray for hallelujah.
Faithful
Christian Ministries, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord,
increase.
For increase, oh God. Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Give us, oh God, wisdom from on high, leading to lead your people, God.
Hello.
We pray the prayer of Solomon. Oh God, give us wisdom to lead this great people.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, let it shall mama. Oh, Koshana mama. So Lord, we love you, we praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We pray right now for Sister Adrienne. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hey, mama, mama. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for touching her right now, God. Touch her in the hospital, God. Give her, oh God, manifestation of your word.
Yeah,
you declare healing over her life.
Jesus.
You declare that she would be able to breathe without that oxygen.
Lord.
So, Lord, even now, God, we thank you, Lord. We bind up the hands of Satan. We speak life over her. We sing your word to the hospital.
Be healed.
And we say, Adrian,
be healed.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Adrian, be healed in Jesus' name. Adrian, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The name above every other name. We declare total healing over your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Total healing. That in the land of the living, that she shall live and declare the glorious works of the Lord,
yes,
the miraculous work of God, the testimony of his healing, the testimony of how he brought her out, the testimony of how he healed her,
yes,
the testimony of how he restored her breathing, the testimony of how he gave her a new lung. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, for total healing in the life of Sister Adrian. Continue to have your way, oh God. We pray for Pastor Jose Luciano, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, oh God, even as he came home from the hospital on today,
yes,
we thank you, Lord, that he is healed. By the stripes of Christ, he is already healed.
Yes.
No weapon formed against him can prosper.
Yes,
he is already healed. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life, the blood of Jesus over Adrian's life, the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for Pastor Suzette Malloy.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
We thank you for total healing in her life, God.
Yes.
Touch her body right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Heal, break strongholds, deliver in Jesus' mighty name. We speak to our heart. We speak to every vital organ that everything will line up according to the way that God orchestrated it to line up.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, she is wonderfully and fearfully made, and everything is working, operating, performing, functioning according to God's glorious plan. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for total healing, oh God. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Pray for Bonnie Pretty and, Father God, all who request a prayer on the live today, God. Touch them, oh God. Deliver, oh God. Heal, set free, oh God. Oh God, encourage, oh God. Provide, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for New Creation Church. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for this nation, God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Take away the guns, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit, oh God, that will make people want to go out and shoot up innocent people, oh God. We bind up the spirit of violence. We bind up the spirit of murder. We bind up the spirit of racism. We bind up the spirit of hatred. We bind it up. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare peace in this land. We declare peace. Peace in this land. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, speak to those families. Comfort those families that are grieving the loss of their loved ones right now, God. Comfort those families, God, who are preparing home-going services and funerals, oh God. In the name of Jesus, comfort those families. And Lord, take away the guns. Take away, God, the guns for those who are mentally, oh God, disabled, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the glory, God. You are worthy of the honor, God. You are worthy. We worship you, oh God. You alone are worthy, God. We bow down before you, God, on this prayer line. We adore you, God. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt you, oh God. We seat you in your rightful position in our lives, God. We seat you on the throne of our lives, God. We seat you on the throne of glory in the name of Jesus in our lives. God, have your way. Let your will be done, God. Not our will, but let your will be done, God. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Nana Mokushelari.
Take
it, Amaka.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes.
Have your way on this prayer line.
Need you, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be all glory. Hallelujah. I pray you caught that in the prophetic spirit. Pastor said we need to catch on fire and stay on fire. Jeremiah said, it's like liquid fire stirred up in my bones. And in the times in which we're living, let the fire of God relight you, reignite you. Stay excited. Stay on fire for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Your family needs you to be the light and remain the salt of this world. And we thank God for this prayer line. Believe in God for Adrian and so many other people,
yeah.
Pastor Suzette, Pastor Dawn Tillery, so many who are going through.
Yes.
My coworker, Matt,
yes.
I think his wife's name is Barbara.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Cover these women,
yes.
Especially those dealing with breast cancer.
Yes.
I know a few right now, even as I call their names. God, heal, deliver, set free,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you for total healing. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you would even encourage, as my wife said, those families that have been impacted by this horrific weekend in the name of Jesus. So, God, as we pray tonight, we're believing by faith, hallelujah, that your hand is at work, that your angels are at work, that your will is at work.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven,
yes.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, God.
Give us this day our daily bread,
yes.
And forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Father God, lead us not into temptation,
yes, God. Yes, God.
But deliver us,
yes,
from evil.
Yes.
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is glory forever
and
ever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We're going to take callers. Some of you know how I work. If you're calling in for the first time, if you press 1 on your phone, the number 1 on your phone, we will pray with you. We just believe in touching and agreeing because the Bible says there's power in agreement. We want to come into agreement, whatever it is you're believing God for, and we know that God is able to do anything but fail. So if you press 1 on your phone, it can be a prayer request, a praise report, and we thank God because the Bible says encourage one another, especially in the last and evil days, in Jesus' name. We see a hand raised already, and we're going to take our first caller tonight in the name of Jesus. Our first caller is the area code 678. God bless you this evening. God bless, 678.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed. When Jesus was, oh, when he was, when Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. He taught me how to watch, fight and pray, and live rejoice. Every day, oh happy 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 day. Yes, Lord, it is a happy day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I have rejoiced. And I've been happy in it. Thank you, Jesus, for traveling mercies. I spent this weekend since, I think it was Friday, I went down to Panama City, Florida, and I had a wonderful weekend. I had so much. It was almost like a retreat because I did so much meditation just thinking on Jesus and talking with him all that time. And you know what? Jesus has been so good to me. I mean, it's just, I just love him. I praise him. I give him all the glory. He is so awesome. You don't even make plans. You don't need to make plans because God will make plans for you. I had no idea I was going down here, and it just happened overnight. So whenever you go down and out, God has a way. He finds a way out to take you out of that situation. And I give him all the praise and all the glory.
Yeah.
Give him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank
Lord,
you,
glory.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel a little sad about what happened this weekend to all those people. You think about these people that, you know, that have family members that were killed. And, you know, God, it could have happened where I was at. And God didn't let it happen there, but it's so sad to know that there is so much craziness going on this world. I pray for those people that are going through those things. I just want general prayers. I just want to give thanks to God because he's awesome. I have no words for him. He is like everything in my life. Everything. So I give thanks that I was able to meditate on his word and meditate and talk to him and spend time with him. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, praise God for that. And times of reflection, we don't realize sometimes we need to step away from it all. And God gave you that opportunity to retreat and get back home safely. And as you said, you spent quality time with God.
Yes.
And we hear it in your singing, we hear it in your spirit, and we thank God he has refreshed you. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says times of refreshing Yes. Times of refreshing are to be found in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And we all need that every now and again to spend time with God.
Yes.
So we're going to pray.
Amen.
And we are also going to pray for our nation. I believe the entire nation is really shaken by what happened. And we thank God
yes.
that we are, this is still the best country in the world, but we know there are serious problems in our nation, and we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for Sister Maria, even as she had the opportunity to travel to Florida and to get back to Georgia safely. God, we thank you that you allowed her to spend that quality time with you. As she said, she meditated on the word. She read the word. She reflected, and she had opportunity, God, to steal away. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as you have increased and strengthened her spirit, Lord, that you have readied her for a time such as this. God, continue to stir up the gift of God on the inside of her. Continue to raise her up to be a witness of your goodness. Continue, God, to allow her to be light and salt, especially in the area in which she live and work. I thank you, God, that she would witness through her singing and through her testimony, through her praise about the goodness of God. It is a happy day.
Yes.
It is the day that the Lord has made,
yes.
and we are rejoicing and glad in it.
Yes.
Now, Father God, I thank you as we continue to put a praise on it, that you would answer her prayers, that you would move mountains, that you would remove everything that is not of you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, continue to bless her child, her grandchild. Continue to make ways where there are no ways.
Yes.
And come on, Shatta, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that there's still yet singing in her spirit. I thank you, God, that she has a merriness in her heart. And I thank you, Lord, that she don't mind praising her God. And, God, we do pray for our nation. We pray, as my wife said, for those families that have been shaken by this horrific incident. Those families, Lord, that are preparing for homegoing services and funerals, those families, God, with this unexpected tragedy. You said, mourn with those who mourn. And God, our hearts go out to every family that have been impacted by these two cities, these two states, in the name of Jesus. God, turn around the evil in our day. And as my wife said, bind up that spirit of violence and murder. Bind it up, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, even as we try to find remedies and then we try to find solutions, God, that you would give our leaders of this nation wisdom, that you would give them the ability to sit at the table and be diplomatic about policy and legislation. God, that you would allow them to come to resolutions that would make everybody happy in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you as we continue to pray for our leaders that you would bring peace into the world in the mighty name of Jesus. So continue to keep Maria. Continue to bless her. Thank you for getting her back home safely. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you both. God bless you and your family.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. We thank God. It's so powerful. She said she had time to get away and spend meditation time with God.
Yes.
And sometimes nothing like getting into that word, getting into prayer, getting into the face of God. And we all going through something. I said that on Sunday. But it's how we go through what we're going through. And we need God for that. Amen.
Amen.
And this is why we got to pray. We see another hand raised. We're going to take this next caller. But again, for those of you who are not familiar, if you press 1 on your phone, we will pray with you and pray for you. And we thank God for every caller tonight, every intercessor, every prayer warrior, because there is power. There is power in prayer in the name of Jesus. Pastor, let's take our next caller. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
984.
Our next caller is coming from the area code of 984. We give God praise for you tonight.
God bless you as well, Pastor Anthony. This is Michelle. I wanted to ask you guys to pray for my dad. Not that he has to go to the doctor, and I just pray because there's certain things that the doctors told me, and I just really don't want them to say that to my dad or whatever. And so I talked to him, and they was, you know, sometimes they say they have rules and regulations and all that stuff, but I just want, you know, even if they, you know, because sometimes people say certain things after you've already had a conversation with them or whatever, because when I talked to them, they was kind of iffy about it. And so I just want to pray that whatever God's will be done, you know. My mind, as far as, you know, certain things, is it's better, you know, after certain things have been said. But I just want to just pray that, and my dad, I think it was, well, both of you guys prayed for my dad, but I just wanted to say this quickly. My dad was in the world, and at one of my prayers, you know, my dad was sick before, and I asked God, I said, you know, God, just save his soul. And there has been significant changes with my dad as far as, you know, spiritually. And so I thank God for that, you know. And whatever God's will is, I've gotten to the place that it was not easy for me, but I accept whatever God's will is for my dad's life. But whatever happened when it comes to my dad's life, whatever God's choice is, I want him to live it in peace, if that makes sense. So I just ask that you guys would just pray about that for me, please.
Is your dad saved?
Yes. He wasn't saved. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 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 Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your daughter, Prophetess Michelle, God. We thank you for your hand on her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her father, oh God. And Lord, we lift up her dad, oh God. She has brought him to the altar tonight, and we lift him up to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up her dad to you tonight, God. Even as he goes to the doctors and goes to various doctors' visits, God, we pray, Father God, that your will be done in his life, God. We pray for healing. We pray, Father God, for restoration, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will give the doctors wisdom, God, and even allow the doctors, oh God, to begin to, Father God, even to keep their word to your woman servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that her father will be able to, Father God, like she said, live his life in peace, oh God. Whatever your will is, Lord, we pray for peace over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every evil spirit. We bind up every spirit that's not like you, God. We bind up every spirit that's trying to oppress him. We bind up, he is your son, God, in the name of Jesus. So we bind up every contrary spirit. We bind up the hand of Satan right now off of his life in the name of Jesus. We've cut off the plan of the enemy, and we declare victory over his life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that his mind is steady. We thank you that his mind, oh God, is steady, oh God. We thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you, Lord. We pray for his mind right now, God, that you will stabilize his thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow him, oh God, to process, oh God, anything that he needs to process, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a mind regulator, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you are a heart fixer, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are a healer, that you are a redeemer, that you are all in all, and that nothing is impossible for you, God. So, Lord, we activate our faith on tonight, God. And, Lord, we continue to fight that good fight of faith, God. I pray for your woman, servant. I pray for your daughter, oh God. Lord, continue to encourage her, oh God. I thank you for the place of peace that you have
allow her to arrive at. I thank you, Lord, that she is trusting you, oh God, through it all, that you know best, God. You said in your word that your plans, oh God, are to prosper us and not to harm us. And you said your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not our ways. And you said that we can't even imagine what you have. I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it been revealed to us, oh God, what you have in mind for us. But Lord, you said it's been revealed by the Spirit. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the even the revelation of your will through your word, through the promises, oh God, contained in our Bible. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you tonight. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Yet, Lord, we praise you, God. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in Michelle's father's life. Thank you, Lord. We call God those things to be not as though they are, even in his life right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for doing the miraculous, for doing the supernatural. We thank you for a supernatural move. We're asking you, Lord, to move supernaturally in his life, God. Oh, God. But yet, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you yet even more the less. In the name of Jesus, because you are worthy. So continue to give your daughter peace. Give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, continue to give her wisdom, even as she talks to the doctors and talks to her father. And God, allow her to sleep at night, God. Allow her, oh God, hallelujah, to concentrate on the things that she needs to concentrate on, of her own personal things, oh God. We bind up every spirit of distraction, God, in the name of Jesus. Every contrary thing that's coming against her destiny, oh God, and coming against what she has already began to endeavor to do, God. We thank you that nothing will be cut off, that there will be no barrenness, that there will be no miscarriage of the vision, oh God, that you have given her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that all things are working together for the good of her dad and for your good. And, Lord, we pray for his spiritual walk, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will supernaturally move on his behalf. We pray that you will open the eyes of his spiritual understanding. And, Lord, give him an understanding like never before and allow him to see you, allow him to hear you, allow him to experience you, oh God, like never before. Oh,
Thank you, Lord.
Touch him right now, God. Touch him, oh God. Touch him right where he is, oh God. Visit him in dreams and visions, oh God. Oh God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let him know that you're with him. Let him know you. Let him feel your presence. Oh, God, touch him right now, God. Let him feel the wind of your presence, God. Hallelujah. Lord, show him. Show him signs and wonders, miraculous breakthroughs. Show him, God, your power. Show him your might, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this too is working out. But the devil meant for evil, God, we thank you that you turn this thing around for your good and your glory. So, Lord, bless Prophetess Michelle. Bless her dad. Bless her family. Bless, oh, God, her finances. Bless, oh, God, her everything that she touches, oh, God. Hallelujah. Continue to walk with her and talk with her, even through this time. We thank you for a greater anointing to be released in her life, even through the pressure of this season, a greater anointing, even through the pressure of this season, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Prophetess, we thank God for you, hallelujah. I heard even as Tessa was praying, my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
Yes.
And I sense the enemy's trying to, in your weariness, trying to get you to worry. But even as you said, I have peace.
Yeah.
My dad, I have peace about this whole thing. That's God working in you and through you. The enemy wants it to turn into a thorn, but God has given you that peace even in your weakness.
Yes.
And he said, my grace is sufficient.
Jesus.
So the sufficiency of God's grace is upon you. God's grace is upon you because when his family, when his dad, when his those that we really do care about and love, we do get weary, as you said, talking to doctors, going to hospitals, and we don't know all the details, but I sense sometimes you get a little weary, a little tired, but the enemy tried to get you to worry, but you refuse to go there.
Yeah,
and we thank God
that
his strength is being made perfect in your weakness.
Yes.
So you keep calling on the name of the Lord, and that's what Paul was saying. When I am weak, then I'm strong, because you're counting on Jesus.
Yes.
So make that confession. When I am weak, then I am strong, because sometimes God is there with you, daughter, and we thank God as Jesus is your strength in this season. And we believe that all things going to work together for the good. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome. Stay encouraging. You know, we're praying with you. We'll add that to our daily prayer list as well.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Just text me his
the name.
I am need his name.
Okay, I will.
Okay, love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
God is an awesome God, Pastor. We thank God. Any more prayer requests? If you press 1, we will touch and come into agreement with you in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for every caller tonight, every intercessor. We thank God and believe by faith. Even as, Pastor, you talked about Adrian, and many of you probably don't know who she is, but to God be the glory. We're believing by faith that God has already worked a miracle in her life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And anybody standing in the need of prayer, that's why you're here tonight, because two or more touching and agreeing, God says we will have what we ask and petition of him in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we believe in the power of prayer. We're in the 8th month of 2019, and we thank God, even at the early stages of this month, that God is doing a work in you and your family in the name of Jesus. We do see another caller tonight, and we are going to put this caller through in Jesus' name. What is that area code?
334.
Area code 334. We give God praise for you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for you all on tonight. I've been off the line for a while, but I just thank God for getting back on. I'm Sister Mamie, Pastor Jamal Anderson's niece, and I just thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for you all, and my prayer is that you all continue to work for the Lord and be diligent and steadfast and unmovable. And I'm just soliciting general prayer this evening and asking God to enhance my discernment so I can do what he has me to do.
Well, to God be the glory. We thank God as you pressed in tonight, believing by faith that God is going to do everything that is a desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. Let us touch and agree. Father, we thank you for your daughter, Mamie. We thank you in the name of Jesus, even as Pastor Prophet Jamal has allowed her to be a part of this intercessory prayer time. God, we believe in the power of prayer. You said, come to the elders of the church and we pray the prayer of faith. So, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even as you have heightened her awareness, even in that area of wisdom and discernment and knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what stands before her. You know the choices that she has before her. You understand the magnitude of the decisions that she needs to make. And, God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that you would give her wisdom from on high.
You
decreed and declare in your word, God. We have not because we ask not. And God, we thank you, even as this woman of God asks for wisdom, that you will give her wisdom, God, to even execute, to even strategize, to even plan and prepare. In the mighty name of Jesus, I believe, God, that you have opened the door that no man can shut. In the name of Jesus. God,
you,
her loved ones, those she's standing in prayer for,
yes,
those
thank
that she
you,
care
Jesus.
About, those that she
thank
have on
you,
the
Jesus.
Altar, those that she loves and concerned about. God, we
God
in the grave.
Thank
that God,
Jesus.
You would show
thank
her
you,
your hand,
yes,
even
you.
In that situation, in the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
Jesus. So God, thank you. Touch her mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch her thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch her
thank
heart.
You, Lord God.
In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that
thank
she,
you,
through your spirit, can let
thank
go
you,
and let God for
yes,
real.
God.
Oh,
you,
in the name
thank
of
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
so, God,
you,
I thank you that she's
thank
done
you,
her petitions
Lord.
To you. Her supplications
yes,
to you. You
thank
said
you,
be
Jesus.
Anxious for nothing, but bring
thank
it to
you,
God
Jesus.
In prayer.
Yes, God.
So God,
thank you,
bless her obedience.
Thank
you,
yes,
Lord,
God.
For her obedience to the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, I believe
thank
that
you,
overflow. I believe
thank
that abundance.
Thank
I believe
you,
that
Jesus.
Breakthrough. I believe
thank
that
you,
favor.
Jesus.
I believe
thank
that
you,
grace.
Yes,
and I thank
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
That mercy. Has already
thank
found
you,
her.
Yes. Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So, Lord,
my God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're honoring her faith in this moment, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, she's thank a praiser.
You.
She's a worshiper. She
thank
loves you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
and we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for opening up the windows of heaven and
yes,
pouring
God.
Her out a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
that
you, Lord.
That will overwhelm her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
A blessing that will overwhelm
thank
her
you,
life.
Thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of
Jesus.
Jesus. So, God,
name,
we thank
Lord
you.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm so
yeah.
sensitive in my spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I don't know the magnitude of what he's about to do,
yes.
but he's about to leave you speechless. Oh, glory be to
God.
God.
I receive there, it in the name
there,
of
there's
Jesus.
Something, there's something you've been praying about. There's someone you've been praying for, and ain't
thank
nobody
you,
but God going to get the glory when you see this thing manifest, when you see
my
this
God.
Thing come a reality. You're going to know
you,
that
Jesus.
God is so real in your life,
amen.
And he wants to show you that because in spite of it all, I just see you being faithful to God.
Mm.
I'm just seeing it so clear in the spirit that the enemy tried to turn you back.
Yes.
The
thank
enemy
you.
Threw everything. The enemy threw everything at you. There's been great adversity and great affliction. And in spite of it all, I just see it since you pressing. And God said, because of that, I'm about to release something wonderful into your life. So get ready. Get ready for a great move of God in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah. And even as you were praising God, the more Pastor prayed, the more you praised.
Mm-hmm.
And God was saying the prayer and the praise are releasing healing, amen, in your situation. I said the prayer and the praise release healing into your situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I saw that thing so powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
You were like the woman with the issue of blood. You were just pressing in. Hallelujah. To touch the hem of his garment. And there was a supernatural release of God's glory, amen, to heal that situation. There's a situation that you, like Pastor said, you need God's hand on, and God said that supernatural healing has been released in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So God said, keep praising me. Keep pressing. Keep pressing your way to the house of the Lord. I hear God say a greater press. The more you press, hallelujah, the more he's going to release to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a greater press. God is even requiring of you as you continue to press your way. You haven't seen, like Pastor said, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't. God wants to bless you for your yet will I praise him.
Yeah,
he wants to bless you for praising him in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to show himself mighty in your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
God,
so I hear God saying, be encouraged. Amen. And just keep praising. Keep praising. Be encouraged. And just keep praising me. And then come back and tell us the praise report because there's getting ready to be a mighty move of God in your life. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank you guys. I love you guys. God bless.
We love you.
God
bless.
God bless.
Amen.
I thank God for the community of faith, Pastor. I thank God for the community of Christians that's on this line tonight, the people of God in one accord, in unity, believing God by faith. Hallelujah for the supernatural in the name of Jesus. And we thank God what he's doing and what he will do and what he has done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. We're going to continue to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for a supernatural release. Hallelujah. God is saying that not only for Sister Mamie, but there's a supernatural release, amen, coming into the lives of those who continue to press their way to prayer, press their way to Bible study, press their way, hallelujah, into his presence. God says there's a supernatural release that I have, hallelujah, that I have laid up for my people. For those who are faithful, hallelujah. God says some of you are going through so many trials and tribulations that it's almost like choking you up. It's almost got the breath choked out of you. And I hear God saying, breathe. I hear God saying, breathe. Exhale, amen. Some of you are holding your breath, amen, hallelujah. Holding your breath, like God, I'm holding my breath because I need this to happen, and holding your breath in anticipation, holding your breath, believing God, hallelujah. But it's almost like the devil wants you to walk around on eggshells, but God says, exhale, breathe, 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 amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because God is breathing on your situation. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who have dire circumstances on tonight. Night, God. We thank you for those who are walking through some hard times, God. Lord, we pray for them right now, for each and every person that's walking through a hard time, each and every person that's walking through a situation, each and every person that's walking through a trial, each and every person that's walking through a struggle. God, we pray for them on tonight, God, and we bind up the hands of Satan. We bind up the devil, the adversary, off of their faith on tonight. We bind up the adversary off of their finances, off of their relationships, off of their marriages, off of their ministry. We bind up the hands of Satan off of their children, off of their health, in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory over every life tonight, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against anybody on this prayer line can prosper. We declare that they are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, that they are already destined for greatness. And God, that you delight in the prosperity of your people. We thank you for a supernatural release of your power. Oh, power. We thank you for a supernatural release of your power going out to every home, going out to every business, going out to every church, going out to every, hallelujah, to everything that's connected, everybody that's connected to us. We thank you, Lord, that everything connected to us wins. We thank you that everybody connected to us wins. We thank you, Lord, that our seed is blessed. We thank you, Lord, that we are the seed of Abraham, that we are inherited. We have already inherited the blessings of Abraham. We thank you, Lord, that we are blessed in our coming and blessed in our going. We thank you, Lord, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us, that we are already prosperous, that we are already provided for, that you provide for all of our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for promotion on the job. We thank you, Lord. I declare and decree promotion on the job. I declare and decree healing in everybody. Everybody, every physical realm, we declare healing in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, hallelujah, breakthrough over every difficult situation. We declare breakthrough, a supernatural release of your power hitting every house. We declare the blood of Jesus. We put the blood of Jesus over every household. We thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection over our children. We thank you for a hedge of protection over our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection over our spiritual children. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, I speak over every life tonight. I speak over every life, over our children. Oh, God, Lord, we bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up that spirit of lack, and we disallow it on
on tonight. We take away all authority. We take away all dominion and power of the devil. And we release, oh God, your will. We release your plan. We release your provision. We release, oh God, hallelujah, everything that you have planned and prepared for us. Everything that you have laid up for your children. We release it on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak fire over this line. I speak the fire of your glory over this prayer line on tonight, God. That your people will catch on fire, oh God. That every ember will be reignited. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not let the circumstances of life put out our fire. But we will continue to press, oh God. We will continue to press like that woman with the issue of blood. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be whole. I know I will be healed. I know that everything will be okay. I know that my kids are coming out of trouble. I know, oh God, hallelujah, my marriage will be restored. I know that my money will be replenished. I know that my business will prosper. I know that my church will flourish. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. In the name of Jesus, God says press. Press in. Press. Keep pressing. Press in and touch the hem of my garment. Press in and touch the hem of my garment. Touch me with your praise. Touch me with your faith. Touch me with your prayers. Touch me. Hallelujah. Touch me with your faithfulness. Touch me with your faith. Don't believe what you see with your eyes, but continue to believe what I have said, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I am not a man that I should lie, nor am I the son of man that I will repent and change my mind about what I have declared about you. God said, if you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. And my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their sins, and pray. Then I will hear from heaven. Then I will heal their nations. So Lord, we repent. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy. We repent for the land. We repent on the behalf of America. We repent on the behalf of this nation. We repent, God, and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on America. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on the land. Have mercy, God, on the White House. Have mercy on the cabinet. Have mercy on the council. Have mercy on the house. Have mercy, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we say, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God, on each party, every party, both the Democrats and the Republicans. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Oh God, on your church. Have mercy on your leaders. Have mercy, God. Oh God, we repent. Heal our nation. Heal this nation, Lord. Oh God. Oh God, we're crying out on the behalf of America. Oh God, heal this nation, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we love you tonight.
Yes.
We bless your name. We praise you tonight, God. We magnify your name, God. Lord, touch those who are lost tonight. Touch those who are hurting, God. Touch those who are struggling, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas, on tonight, God.
Lord,
I thank you for your hand on her life.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for victory over her life.
Uh-huh.
I thank you for breakthrough over her life, God. I thank you, Lord, that she is blessed. Her children are blessed, God. I thank you, Lord, for continuing to show yourself mighty in her life, God. Oh, God, she's been faithful, God. Continue to show yourself mighty. Extend your hand and everything that pertains to her, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Heal her. Continue to heal my sister, Renee. Continue to heal her, oh, God. Protect Al and protect Best Princess, oh, God. Protect, oh, God. Oh, God, my nieces, my nephews, oh, God. Protect my sisters and my brother, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Keep your hand on my mother's life, God. Continue to heal her. Continue to... Oh, God, give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Continue to give her joy, God, unspeakable joy. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for every person on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God.
Give God all praise. Hallelujah. God is such an awesome God.
Yes, God.
Pastor, I even as you was praying,
yes.
just like Daniel was in the lion's den,
yes.
and God shut the mouth of the lion. Shut the mouth of the lion.
Yes.
By the time the king came to the pit, Daniel said, I'm good.
Ah.
I'm all right.
Ah.
And even as you prayed, I saw breakthroughs breaking through. I saw breakthroughs. Breaking through. Glory be to God. I'm going to say one more time. That's a tongue twister. I saw breakthroughs breaking through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has released, that's how we started the night off. God has released the resources that we need. As you said, there's great affliction, great adversity, but we're still advancing. I'm going to say that one more again. There's great affliction. And there may be great adversity, but we, the people of God, are still advancing.
Yes.
Oh, you better hear the Holy Ghost on tonight. Yes, you are making progress. Yes, you have changed. Yes, you are moving forward. Yes, you are, hallelujah, progressing and being productive. The enemy wants you to focus on the negative and see what's wrong. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. That's why I pray, get us right back to the right perspective. Look at that blessing God has given you. Look at that open door God has given you. Look at that new job God has given you. Look at that new opportunity God has given you. In the name of Jesus. So God is a good God. Yes, He is. Oh, I feel like going into a praise. I feel like running around and losing my mind because God has been good to me. And I know I got an amen somewhere on the prayer line tonight. You've seen God answer your prayers. And if He did it before, He's going to do it again. Glory be to God. Put your mind on rewind. If God brought you out before, God is going to bring you out again. If God performed a miracle before, He's the same God that would do another miracle again.
Yes.
So that's why we pray to Him. That's why we don't lose faith in God.
Yes.
Because He's more than willing and able. We heard on Sunday, God will perform that which He committed to do.
Yes, God.
God is not a man that He lied to you, nor is He a man that He would repent. I hope you hear God in the spirit. God has not changed His mind.
Jesus.
He said He's going to prosper you, He's going to prosper you.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
If God said He's going to heal you, God's going to heal you.
Yes.
If God told you He's going to deliver you,
yes.
God is going to deliver you.
Yes, God.
Our job is to stay in faith.
Yes.
Our job is to walk in love. Our job is to walk in obedience.
Yes, God.
Father, we continue to pray for those that did not raise a hand, every grandparent, every parent, every spouse, every entrepreneur, everyone in the marketplace, every parent, in the name of Jesus, every child. We thank you, God, for these, our college kids, our kids who are enjoying the summer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, those looking for jobs, those looking to close our homes this year, those looking to start their businesses, those looking, God, to get out of debt, in the name of Jesus, those who are stepping up in ministry, those who are accepting the call of God on their life. God, I thank you for every preacher, every clergy, every fivefold ministry gift in the name of Jesus, that God, you are still, you said in that day, even the very elect might be deceived. So we're praying for the very elect. We're praying for our leaders in the church. We are praying for clergy and pastors and priests and bishops and apostles. We're praying for ministers of the gospel in the name of Jesus. God, we need you. Our families need you. Our ministries need you. Our churches need you. Oh, let the glory of God fill the temple.
Yes.
Pastor, even as you prayed at the earlier offset that on this Sunday, we're coming in with a praise.
Yes, amen.
We're coming in with a fire.
Yes.
We are coming into new creation with an expectation.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
Sunday morning sometimes try to be the one that gets us distracted or, or the one that is so challenging to get to church. It's Sunday morning where sometimes so much warfare is trying to go forward. But you decree and you declare in the name of Jesus. And as we read, God has sent his angel. We're only in Tuesday night, but God has sent his angel ahead of us to prepare a place. So we thank God for his word.
Yes, God.
We continue to pray for every family.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up every situation.
Yes, God.
We thank God for every problem, every issue, every pain, every hurt that you may be experiencing, that God will deliver, set free, and be your help in your time of trouble. He said he's a very present help in a time of trouble.
Yes.
Kara ashele e kabo. Allah shele e korobo kaba. Allah shekere e korobo kaba sheke. Ra shele e lobo. Hale e kabo shata.
Yes.
God is pleased with his children continuing to put their faith in him.
Yes.
God says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I'll always be with you. The hand of the Lord is on your life. The Spirit of the living God lives on the inside of you. And I have given you, God is speaking, power over all the power of the enemy. Thereby anything will hurt you and cannot hurt you. So God, I thank you tonight, even as you spoke, we have been declared more to come, more than conquerors. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for prayer line tonight.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow night, we are praying for New Creation Church.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow night, we are flowing a little differently. God placed it upon our heart to pray for our church. We're praying for every member. We're praying for every future member. We're praying for every current member. We're praying for every family represented in that local assembly. And more than that, we're praying for the local assembly of New Creation Christian Ministries. God said, pray for your church. And we're going to be obedient. So tomorrow night at 7:30, we're going in. And we're praying for the church.
We will not be taking prayer requests.
We're not taking prayer requests tomorrow night. But if you are going to help us in praying for the ministry, you're more than welcome. But the focus tomorrow night will be on New Creation. Because we want to be obedient. God don't just tell you stuff just to be telling you stuff. It's not up to us to try to figure God out. But he said, pray for the church. And we're going to pray for the church. So we'll be here tomorrow night. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, please sow a seed into the ministry. We thank God for your faithful giving. Hallelujah. We have Cash App, NCCM Church. That's Cash App. And there are so many other ways to give. NCCMonline.org. You will see the many ways to give into our ministry. Through P.O. Box, and there's so many other ways to give, even through online giving. So God bless you. Good night, everyone. We love you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I
know.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest,
it is the sweetest name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
oh,
I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
I love the name Jesus.